If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday bringing you this powerful message for you to hear among our listenership on the radio and on the podcast. Well, one of the things we are looking at on Mondays is a homily. And my homily today, it really focuses on two things. When Jesus tells the leper who he heals not to tell anyone, but he tells them anyway. And it focuses on the humanity that Jesus knows he is dealing with, and understanding that humanity, and also looking at that in light of recent news that, and I don't mention any names, that some people in politics have said that they are specifically called by God. And I actually focus on one particular case, again, without mentioning any names. And the question is, how do we deal with that? Do we accept that? Do we turn away from that? Do we look for something else? So that is my homily from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.
Why don't you look carefully at today's gospel, and you see that we have this miracle happening. And then we see that Jesus warned the man who was healed. And basically, we can understand that he was probably told not to go tell everyone, because the last paragraph said he went and told everyone, and then Jesus had to basically be less in public. It's an important consideration, because we look at this and we see this powerful act that happens. We see Jesus responding and telling him how to respond. And we understand all that because we need to know that Jesus responds to him from a human perspective. He is fully human, fully divine, but he fully understands the human reaction. So he knows that if he goes out and tells everybody, everyone is going to be talking about this and maybe seeking out Jesus, and so he changes all his plans. But it's an important thing to notice that Jesus tells him not to tell anyone. And he does. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because this helps us to understand something that we actually see in our own world and how to deal with it, and also deal with it within the proper understanding of discernment. You may have heard several weeks ago, maybe a little bit more than that, one of our politicians said that he was praying and he felt that the Lord told him he is the new Moses. Okay. Now we have to understand that within context, because we need to understand how to respond to that, because there's several responses. One of them is to dismiss it out of hand, saying, no, that's ridiculous. But there are people that may take that seriously. There are other people who will listen to that and say, wow, that must be true because he said that. But we need to respond to that as people who understand our faith and understand how to respond to that. And it's very important, especially in our world today. So we see what Jesus does. He understands the person is human. He understands how the human reaction will be. He tells him, do not tell anybody. When we look at Moses and we see Moses before the Lord, we see the Lord speaks to him and gives him a very specific purpose. You are there to bring the Jews out of slavery. I hear their cry, and I am responding, and I'm sending you to do that. So there is a mission there. There's also a very powerful sign. Moses can see the bush that is burning, but is not being consumed. So he recognizes something is going on there. All of that is communication because God is speaking to Moses, and Moses is understanding as a human being, and so he has to understand in a way that God's message is being made to him. And so there are certain realities there. There are certain signs, and there is a purpose. You need to bring the people from their slavery. And so we see all of that coming together. Moses goes to the Pharaoh, and he starts to tell the Pharaoh, this is what the Lord has demanded, that you let my people go. But Moses himself calls on God to do many signs that show the power of the Lord and show that the Lord is speaking through Moses and the Lord is acting. What's also interesting is Dennis Prager points out that every one of the plagues that fall upon Egypt are plagues that represent one of the gods of Egypt. So there are very clear signs of communication going on there, and there are very clear signs, and we see within that whole operation, that whole action, the action of the miraculous action, that there is a purpose, there are very great signs. All of these speak on a human level that God is speaking through Moses to his people and to the Egyptians. We see in St. Paul that he says, test the spirits. So there are people that you may meet, say, well, I feel God is calling me to do X, Y, and Z. And some people would say, well, then you should do X, Y, and Z. St. Paul would say, no. You need to test the spirits, meaning you have to discern whether or not this actually is God or whether it's something else. And you can probably assume, unless you see some very clear signs, that it may be something else. Not necessarily demonic, just maybe just your imagination, or maybe just the way you feel, or could be a lot of things. There's a great line which I've used with people who come to me and they say, I have this sense, what do you think? And it's from St. John of the Cross, who was a mystic. And he says, if God reveals something to you, ignore it. If God reveals something to you and you know it's from God, ignore it. If God reveals something to you and you're absolutely positive it is from God, ignore it. If it is from God, it'll come true, but there's too much of a chance of a deception. So we look at all those powerful signs. We look at the prophets who also had very powerful signs that they were called by God. We also look at the false prophets who believed they were called by God, but their message was clearly against what the prophets were saying. We see very signs that Ezekiel had. We see other signs that, for example, Jeremiah, who was called by God and he suffered so much, he tried not to give the message and it came out anyway, which is why I call him the prophet with Tourette's. And so we see all these very strong signs that indicate whether or not this is from God or it isn't. And ultimately, we also see our church, which is the role of the bishop, is to discern the spirit. That is the role of the bishop. Basically, what I always say, it's the role of the bishop to tell you what not to do and not to tell you what to do. The Holy Spirit tells you what to do, and the bishop is the one who steps in and says, oh, you might be going a little bit off the road here. Let's come back. And so we look at all of that. And we understand that there are people that may feel that God is speaking to them, that they are called by God, that everything else. But we understand enough of that to say, is that true or is that not? Do I believe this politician sincerely believes that God is calling him to be the new Moses? Yes. Do I believe he is called to be the new Moses? No. But I believe he sincerely believes that. Now, it's an interesting thing to look at because we have a deliberative body as part of our Congress. That's part of it. So it's a lot of people talking. Where it becomes dangerous is where there is one person who says, God has appointed me to do this, And that's where it's dangerous. It's most dangerous. And always, it's important for us to know what are all the signs that God is calling, so that when someone says, yes, but I believe that God is calling this person, and he even said he is, to be the person in charge, you can turn around and say, we're looking for other signs before we agree that that is in fact true. So it's an important discussion that may come out during the next year over the election because of the nature of our elections, but do know that when someone says something like that, you want to think it through, understanding what all the signs are, and ask, are the signs actually there?
We'll be back right after this. Remember, every Sunday you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go and test drive one, so to speak, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, you may feel, oh, I just want to experience St. Anthony Parish, but I'm not ready to contribute yet. So what do I do? Well, you may feel self-conscious. What if people see that I don't put anything in collection? Well, they won't, because no one looks for that. But if by chance you feel self-conscious about that, write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, no other church or parish, but it's a reminder that one of the ways you contribute to us is just through your presence. That's so important as well. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But don't throw the stone. And do keep in mind that you can also find our website, stanthonyalston.org. That's ST for Saint, anthonyalston.org. Well, do keep in mind that our focus during this time I've made is to develop a more prayerful experience during our Lenten time. So keep that in mind as we focus on Lent this year. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.